Following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. This week, all across our country, people will be celebrating Thanksgiving. I love this time of year. I love the Thanksgiving and Christmas season, and we'll be talking more about Christmas a little bit later. But this week, I want to give you some reasons for being thankful. Now, I know you have things that you're thankful for every day. I hear people keeping a journal of their gratefulness, and I think that's a great thing, things we are grateful for every day. But Paul gives us some things for which we thank the Father. And so we're going to be in Colossians chapter 1, and I would encourage you, if you can, to turn there and join us as we consider His Word today. I want to tell you about two things real quick. First of all is our little prayer journal. Our prayer journals are just a little notebook where you can keep track of your prayer requests. And as you write them down, you can keep track of when God answers those prayer requests. And such a blessing that is to see how faithful God is to us. Now, the prayer journals you can get by simply writing to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I'll give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, also, you can simply email me if you'd prefer to do that. Here's our email address, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, make sure you send us an address. Tell us where you're hearing the broadcast today. I received a request last month sometime where someone asked for a prayer journal, and they said where they were hearing the broadcast, but they did not send me an address. And I wrote to them and told them I need an address, and I never heard back from them again. So if that's you, write to us. Give us an address. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. That's the email address. Now, you can go to the website, considerhisword.org, and there you can click on the link that says contact us and contact us through that way. Now, one other thing, we only do this once or twice a year, and I don't have many left, but we're going to make the offer one more time this year. A number of years ago, I wrote a book. The title of the book is also Consider His Word. This book is a daily devotional. It's also kind of a little mini journal where you can write down prayer requests. You can write down your own praises and just not a lot of room, but a place where you can journal a little bit. It will also guide you to read the Scripture through in a year. And I know these devotionals are a great gift, and that's why we bring them up at this time of year. So if you can get one and give to someone in your family, or maybe you'd just like to have one for yourself. Now, these, for a $25 gift, we will send them to you postage paid. $25, and that's it. We'll send it to you postage paid. Now, again, all the addresses are the same. I'm not going to give all that to you again. You can find all those addresses at considerhisword.org. Now, we're running this for just the next couple of weeks. We don't say a lot about it, but if you'd like to receive the book, a gift of $25, we'll send it to you postage paid. Colossians chapter 1. In this passage of Scripture, Paul begins by saying, giving thanks to the Father. And in this passage of Scripture, in the next few verses and a few other verses further down, I believe he gives us some great reasons for being thankful unto the Father. You know, more and more, it seems like we're getting away from a day of thanksgiving. I hope you can gather together with your family and maybe sit around a great table and just be thankful to the Lord. How abundantly he has blessed us. Now, I know that you may be going through hard times. We all go through hard times. And you may be going through those hard times, but that doesn't mean you can't be thankful for what God does give you. You know, our thanks belongs to the Father. Again, he said giving thanks to the Father. Now, we're going to read this whole passage in just a moment, but I really want to encourage you to give thanks to the Father, lifting up your voice to him and praising him. Yeah, in an interview, I heard a lady say a number of years ago that Thanksgiving was a time we ought to thank each other. And, yeah, that's not a bad thing. We ought to be thankful for each other, to appreciate our family and our spouses and maybe our friends at church and be thankful to them and even express that thankfulness to them. But Thanksgiving is about being thankful to the Father. James 1:17 says, but every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father. And so we give thanks to him. So notice he says giving thanks to the Father. Let's read all of this. Colossians chapter 1, beginning in verse 12. He says, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints of light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Now, just in those couple of verses gives you a lot to be thankful for. In fact, notice that he said we are been delivered from ruin, giving thanks to the Father, which made us meet to be partakers. The word meet means to be fit. To be partakers of the inheritance of the saints of light. God made us fit, if you were, for heaven. And he took us out of that darkness. He has delivered us, he said, from that darkness. In verse 13, delivered us from the power of darkness, translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. What a change. Oh, how we ought to be thankful that Jesus took us out of that darkness. Without Christ, we're in darkness. We're blinded from the truth and blinded from even the Father. But God turned that light on so that we could see him, respond to him. Paul once said that his ministry was to go to the Gentiles to open their eyes. This is Acts 26:18, to open their eyes and to turn them from the darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that they might receive the forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Hey, this verse is very similar to what he said here to the church at Colossae. You see, in that darkness means we were under Satan's rule. We couldn't even find our own way out. And we were condemned without Christ. We ought to be thankful that we have not only been delivered from that darkness, but then he also says that he brought us into his glorious light. Gave us that glorious light. I'm going to read it again. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. He translated us. That means that he changed us. Changed us from death to life. From darkness to light. Jesus said, John 12:46, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth in me should not abide in darkness. Again, 1 Peter 2:9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Remember when the angel appeared to Zacharias back in Luke chapter 1. This is kind of the pre-stages before Christmas, before Jesus came. He said that Jesus was to give light to them that are in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Now, the Bible word here is translated us. That means he changed us. We are changed from darkness to light. We are changed from the power of darkness, from the kingdom of Satan, to the kingdom of God. When you got saved, your address changed from darkness to light, from heaven to hell, from the kingdom of Satan to the kingdom of God. He rescued us. He changed us. We ought to be thankful for that new address and for that change. We also ought to be thankful in verse 14. He said, in whom, talking about Jesus, we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Redemption means that we have been paid for. You have been bought with a price. Therefore, you belong to him. He loved you, sent his son to die on the cross for you. And that price of redemption, he bought you with his blood. We are redeemed, paid for by his own blood. The redemption brought to us for the forgiveness of sin, from Adam's sin, from ours, from all sin. We sing the song, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. By his blood, our sin is gone. By his blood, our sin has been paid for, and we have received the forgiveness of sin. That God had has forgiven you in Christ Jesus. And you don't need to carry the weight of the guilt of your sin. Jesus took it from you. You don't need to carry the condemnation of your sin. Jesus took that away from you. When he died on the cross and there shed his blood, he paid for you. And so then, later in the chapter, then he says, we are then reconciled through his death. I want to drop down to verse 19. For it pleased the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell, having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him I say, whether they be things on earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet has he now reconciled. To be reconciled means that he has put us together. In our sin, we were separated from God. In fact, the Bible says we were enemies of God. Here in verse 21, he says we were alienated from God and enemies in our mind. It's because of our own wicked works. But now he has put us together, reconciled us. Once what was once separated is now brought back together, and our fellowship with the Father is restored to the place that it was before Adam's sin. Now it's his doing, not ours. He reached down and reconciled us to himself. Now it took the death of his son, and we are made to be like him. But now in knowing Christ, we are in him. So listen, this Thanksgiving, be thankful that you've been translated from the darkness of sin to the light of his glorious gospel. Be thankful that you have been reconciled, put back together with him in fellowship. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving holiday and your heart is bowed before God in true thankfulness and worship unto the Father. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.